Next up is Gildragon.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Gildragon singing a low song in his bass voice.
Yes.
Boy. So low.
I liked your voice on this, Gil. I think it's a good song for your voice. But I didn't really feel very much emotion at all.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Yeah, you sang it well, but I didn't feel almost anything. And also, I felt like you really rushed the whole thing a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But especially the burns, burns, burns.
Yes, yes.
Really rushed. Like, bad. And then, I fell for you like a child. You rushed that in a way. I feel like in the song, I can't remember exactly, but I feel like in the song that line is split just a little bit. But you lumped it all together so that there was quite a long space of just silence and background music, which was kind of odd. But that's all I really wrote. I mean, I liked your voice on this. I thought it sounded good, but it was just rushed and no emotion.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I had the same thing. Your timing was really weird, like really weird. Like, I don't know, it just did not, like your time, it just felt messy to me, like you threw it together really quickly. I was really disappointed by the emotion and energy, because, like, you've been doing really well on performing with that, like, you've, like, I felt like you've improved at your emotion and energy, because, like, like, I remember on, like, Rockstar and stuff, like, you didn't have as much of that, and, like, that was what you were lacking, I felt, and you've been, like, finally, like, improving on that. But I felt like this was a step backwards, because I didn't feel, like, anything connected to this. Like, it literally just felt like you were going, like, I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. good for you. Like, I don't know. I just, like, wanted more, so.
Yeah.
As far as emotion goes.
Also, before I forget, I think he did this in, like, no time at all, because his mic was broken for a while.
Ooh. Oh, then he found out right.
His mic wire. But.
Okay. Well, I mean, way. Yeah. I feel bad.
It was a very, very fast recording, I'm sure, so.
Yeah.
It was good for a fast recording, but we expect more from you, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what did you think, Faded?
I had mostly all the same notes. Like, I know that Johnny Cash is kind of like, dum-dee-dum, I'm laid back, I'm Johnny Cash, blah-de-blah. But, like, still. I mean, there's, like, nothing going on in this song, and I was like, what is that going, what is happening? And I wanted to shake you! To get some emotion out of you! And I was like, ah! It was, like, killing me. Okay, but yeah, that was my biggest note. I had the note about the burns being really noticeably off time. Like, I felt like the whole chorus was very noticeably off time. But that part especially. Just because of the back. Ground vocals, they were like singing a different part. Mm-hmm. It was like burns. And yeah, I agree though, your voice sounded really good on this. I just, there was just nothing there emotionally, and I was like, why, Gail Dragon, why? Be emotional! Okay, so yeah, that's all.
All right. That's everybody, yes?
Yep. Wait, Turtle.
No, I mean us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm second guessing myself now. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, now we can listen to Turtle.
Yay!
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain, I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill where the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Hail the town within my heart, rise above. Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Whoa, I don't know. Whoa. I've built my life around you. Well, time makes bolder. Children get older, and I'm getting older too. Well, afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. Well, time makes a border. Children get older, and I'm getting older too. So I took this love and I took it down. I climb a mountain and I turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hill, and if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hill, oh, maybe we'll make. Maybe where the landslide took me down.
That was Turtle.
Faded,
why don't you go first?
Oh, me? Okay.
You.
Ah! Hi, Turtle. Okay. I forgot how much I liked your voice on country. It's a very country feel to it, which I like. I felt like your twang was too much at times, and I couldn't understand you, like, at all. When your twang was, like, really heavy. And so that was, like, distracting. I was like, what? What are you saying? You sounded a little bit off time. Too at some parts. I don't know.
I had that too.
Yeah, it sounded like maybe you didn't fully know the song, but it's a really well-known song, so I don't know. Let's see. Watch your diction. Children sounded like tildren to me every time you said it, which was distracting.
Yeah, I had that too. I'm older. It sounded like old do at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was minor.
Mm-hmm. I felt like your voice was, you were, like, holding it back or, like, almost cutting it off right when you wanted to go big and, like, let it go on some parts, which I was like, I wanted you to just, like, let it go and be big. I don't know. It just felt kind of, like, restrained at parts. Mm-hmm. And I would have liked some more emotion from you. I felt like you could have done a lot more with it. but I really like your voice on country. So, woo.
Yeah. I think it's just a given that I'm going to have a lot of the same notes you guys do. So, we'll do that every time. I really love this song. I am not a fan of the Dixie Chicks at all. I don't like them. But I love the Smashing Pumpkins version of this song. So I really love this song. I know neither one of those are the original version, but I like it.
Is Fleetwood Mac the original?
I want to say...
You want to say what? I can't hear
you. Mac has a version. I just don't know if it's the original.
Yeah, so. I think Fleetwood Mac is the original, but I'm not positive.
Hello?
About it, so.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. We're good.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. And the call drops. Hi.
What happened?
I don't know. It wants us to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, it's still recording.
Hi, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, we're having technical difficulties, guys. This is Skype, and this call thing doesn't like us.
I know, goodness.
Yeah, so I better freaking hurry up. I have the same note about diction. I thought this was a good song choice for you. I really like You on Country. I had the same notes about your twang being nice, but a little bit too much at times. I think a couple of times it was because of your dramatic scooping. With country, scooping is good in moderation. So just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
A few of your notes were a tiny bit off. That's all I have. Michelle, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought that some of your pronunciation was weird, and I thought that some of your timing was weird. Like, there were some moments where, like, you sounded like you were trying to keep up with the backtrack. It sounded like you did this kind of quickly, which I think took away from your emotion. Like, I think you had some, but I think it took away from it. Yeah, I thought your vocals were really nice. I think you're, like, a really good singer, and I like that, so... I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. I guess we will deliberate and then come back.
Ah, scary!
Okay, so we're doing things a little bit differently. And just listen, hear me out before you go crazy. We're ranking you, assigning everyone a number from... greatest to least great. I sound so dumb now. I really hope I explain this correctly because I'm so tired. So we're assigning everyone a rank every week, and I'm taking the rank that Faded and Rochelle both give me. We are averaging the rank for each person, and the person with the lowest rank will be sent home that week. Since this is the first week, that's how it's going to happen. Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to combine the scores from this week and the next week. So it's gonna make it a lot more fair, because let's say someone who's really known, you know, for their good voice has an off night. They're not going to be cut because of one night. You know, it just makes it a little bit more fair. Like, everyone has a fair chance. Everyone has the opportunity to have an off night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But people that have a running track record of basically not improving, they're not going to be safe. So just to let you guys know, if you have any questions, I'll explain it in detail when my mind isn't fuzzy. But that's the way we're doing it. I think it'll make the contest a lot more user.
I think it'll be different.
Yeah. It'll definitely be different, but I think once we actually get the hang of it, it'll be good.
I think it makes immunities much more fair, which I like.
Yeah, because we, even though Dylan and Sakona are immune tonight, they still got assigned a score. So those scores will be rolling over to next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yes. It's exciting.
So I'm going to go ahead and just let you guys know who is safe this week. I am editing this from the original recording because if I tell you guys your ranks every week, you'll know exactly where you are the whole time. You'll know exactly where everyone else is, and it'll just get boring. I mean, there won't be any suspense or mystery to it, so yeah. Get those immunities in is all I can say, because you will not know where you are. But we will. So, this week, going through, we have Mr. Sister, Russ, Seaglass, Aria, Valk, Clary, Gildragon, Moniker, Turtle, Autumn, Audrey, Sakona, and Dylan were immune. And that leaves Jinxers as our lowest ranked for the night. So unfortunately, you will not be going to the next round. I'm really sorry. I'm sad to see you go. So I will go ahead and cut back to the original recording.
Sorry, Jinxers.
Sorry.
Our first cut. I'm very sad.
I know.
It's depressing.
It is.
But nobody dropped.
I know. Yes. I'm so super excited and, like, blown away by that. I totally expected people to drop. Well, not because, like, the show sucks, but just because, I mean...
Well, people usually drop. It has nothing to do with you. Like, people drop on Dylan's shows, people drop on my shows, people drop on Love Me, like...
Yeah, it just
like, it happens on every show. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, wow, how about that? But yeah, if we have drops later on, people that are cut early on, don't lose hope. We could always bring people back.
Yay. Woo. Bring them back.
Yes. Woo.
So, without further ado, I will name our next theme. It is going to be rock. Yay. And I know that that is a huge, wide genre, but I didn't want to, like, hinder... Well, that's not quite the word. I can't think of the word, but, like, I didn't want to limit what it was going to be. So, basically, if you could... Jeez. Just email me the song that you have in mind, and I'll let you know if that's okay. I know it'll be a little bit extra work, but that's what we're going to do this round. And also, I forgot to send emails. I fail, I know, I'm sorry. But for the immunity, for those that didn't listen to the immunity episode, it is J-pop and K-pop.
Yay!
So if you have any questions about that, I'm not sending a list. So if you're wondering if a certain song counts, you know, ask me on Skype, email, whatever. Those are due again Monday, but this time 11:59 Eastern Time. or 8:59 Pacific time?
Yeah.
Yes. And the theme is, again, due Thursday, 11:59 Eastern, 8:59 Pacific.
Yay!
Woo. And next Thursday, we're all going to be in the same location.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's exciting. So we'll be doing a live episode.
It's scary. Be scared. But excited.
I know. Maybe we could do a video, too.
Yes! Let's do
that. We should. It'd be so fun.
I'm excited about this idea.
Me too.
Yay.
We're going to get dinner.
Yes, we're going to get lots of yummy food.
Oh, we're going to get dinner.
We're both going to get fatter. Get
dinner. I was like, oh, we are?
Nice.
All right. Okay.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
No, not at this very moment in time.
Listen to Lone Star. Just listen to it.
I want you to just tell us, Faded.
Well, I haven't worked the details out is the thing. That's why I don't want to say it yet.
All right. Audition for Lone Star, guys. But don't audition because I'm in it and I want to win.
Yeah. All right.
But yes, it is an epic show.
Yes.
All right. Bye, people.
Bye.